هپی عید قربان. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and congratulations to you on the auspicious Feast of Qurban, or Eid al-Adha, that marks the culmination of the Hajj pilgrimage and commemorates Prophet Abraham's great sacrifice of his son Ishmael, who, by the command of God Almighty, was saved at the last moment. This year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, the special Eid prayer that is held in the morning will not be performed in huge congregations. Here is a special feature for you, so please stay tuned. In verse 120 of Surah Nahl of the Noble Quran, God Almighty says, "Surely Abraham was an exemplar, obedient to God and upright, and he was not of the polytheists." We also read in verse 4 of Surah Mumtahine, or the Examined One, "Indeed, there is for you an excellent exemplar in Abraham and those with him when they said to their people, 'Surely we are clear of what you serve besides Allah, and enmity and hatred have appeared between us and you forever until you believe in Allah.'" Is clear, the words of God are self-explanatory concerning the monotheistic stature of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and the annual Hajj pilgrimage that reaches its climax amidst the celebration of Eid al-Adha, or Eid al-Qurban, the Feast of Sacrifice. The Hajj is undoubtedly the glorious manifestation of monotheism, universalized by Abraham on God's command after he and his firstborn son Ishmael were ordered to rebuild the ancient edifice of Adam, the Holy Kaaba, which was in a state of ruin in the wilderness of Mecca following the great deluge of the days of Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. When God asked him to proclaim the pilgrimage for mankind, he wondered who will come to the remote wilderness of Mecca, but was told that people will come from all over the earth, from every beaten track, on various means of transport. Today, millions of people from around the world pour into Mecca almost year-round, peaking during the annual Hajj, to tread in the footsteps of Abraham and to circumambulate the Kaaba, the focal point of monotheism. They ritually stone the symbolic Satans at Mina, and they sacrifice a sheep, goat, cow, or camel on the 10th of Dhul-Hajjah in commemoration of Abraham's sacrifice of Ishmael that was miraculously substituted by the command of God with a ram before the anxious father's knife could reach the patient son's throat. As God Almighty says in verse 107 of Surah Safat, "And we ransomed him with the great sacrifice." The Muslims are proud to call themselves as heirs of Prophet Abraham in view of the fact that the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was the direct descendant of Prophet Ishmael and revived for mankind the forgotten Abrahamic legacy. This is an excellent heritage indeed. But are the Muslims, especially the Hajis, truly observing the example set by that immortal iconoclast who in his youth had smashed the idols of Babylon and underwent the ordeal of fire that miraculously turned into a garden to the horror of that hegemonic tyrant, Nimrod? Are they really aware of the great sacrifice that ransomed Ishmael in antiquity? The questions are worth pondering on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, which ought not to be a more soulless ritual. A true adherent of the school of Abraham cannot submit to each and everyone, especially the satanic and hegemonic Nimrod-like powers of the day, and then call himself a Muslim by paying lip service to Islam on the assumption that he or she recites the Noble Quran, performs the Hajj, and prays punctually facing the Kaaba. The Hajj and Eid al-Adha have a greater message. They want us to be free persons in the service of God only. The might and grandeur of the godless cannot overawe us. We should turn over the folios of history to see the fate of those who opposed monotheism. There are no signs today of the elaborately carved and richly decorated temples of Babylon built by the powerful who toyed with the life of human beings, while Abraham's simple cube-shaped structure stands majestically in Mecca. We should also ask ourselves as to who saved the sanctity of the edifice of Adam and Abraham. The Noble Quran says it was the great sacrifice, but this great sacrifice cannot be an insignificant ram, as the ignorant might believe, although for the time being Ishmael was saved by substituting of a ram. Ishmael's real ransom had to be greater than Ishmael himself, since Abraham's slaughtering of his son in antiquity in obscure Mecca would not have served any divine purpose. We find the answer in the full limelight of history when we reflect on events that ensured immortality for Islam and the endeavors of all previous prophets of God. In fact, it was on the 10th of Muharram in the year 61 AH, corresponding to 680 of the Christian calendar, that God's words of the great sacrifice to ransom Ishmael came true on the plain of Karbala beside the river Euphrates. Here, the son and successor of Adam, Noah, Abraham, Ishmael, and Muhammad was mercilessly slain thirsty after witnessing the tragedy slaughter of his brothers, kinsmen, companions, and two sons of his own sons, an 18-year-old youth who resembled his beloved grandfather, the prophet, and a 6-month-old infant. Thus, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the son of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was the great sacrifice that not just ransomed Abraham and Ishmael, but salvaged Islam and all humanitarian values. These are the points to ponder during Hajj and on Eid al-Adha, especially of the events of this year when the Islamic awakening is sweeping the region and when dictators supported by the US and the Israeli regime have either fallen or all about to fall. Congratulations once again, and goodbye.